You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Entre Leadership. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Notes on Entre Leadership. 20 years of practical business wisdom from the trenches by Dave Ramsey. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. What you are about to read is not a business and leadership book that is theory. This is not a book with formulas based on research. This is a book with principles that were discovered by experience. If you look closely at these pages, you will see they are dotted with lots of blood, gallons of sweat, and many tears. This is the personal playbook of an ultra-successful entre leader. You are about to learn from me and my team of leaders what we have learned by doing it. End quote. That is Dave Ramsey from Entre Leadership. Dave Ramsey is awesome. I just love his no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point approach. His words pack a wise punch. We already profiled another one of his great books, The Total Money Makeover, and I'm excited to have some fun taking a quick peek at a few of my favorite big ideas from this equally great book, Entre Leadership, where he shares his practical business wisdom he's learned from the trenches. If you run a business, I highly recommend you read this book. And if you're just interested in developing your entre leader abilities, I have no doubt you'll love it as well. For now, let's jump in. We'll start by defining entre leadership. First big idea, entre leader defined. Quote, a leader, according to Webster's Dictionary, is someone who rules, guides, and inspires others. The dictionary says an entrepreneur is someone who organizes, operates, and assumes risk for a venture. The root of the word entrepreneur is a French word, meaning one who takes a risk. So for our purposes, entre leadership is defined as the process of leading to cause a venture to grow and prosper. End quote. Love it. So entre leadership equals the process of leading to cause a venture to grow and prosper. Got it. What's an entre leader look like? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's how Ramsey puts it. Quote, so growing leaders was too refined and calm for me, but growing entrepreneurs was too wild and chaotic for me. So I decided we needed to grow a combination of the two, and thus the entre leader was born. I want entre leaders who can be passionately serving, mavericks who have integrity, disciplined risk takers, courageous while humble, motivated visionaries, driven while loyal, and influential learners. End quote. I like it. Now, with entre leadership and the entre leader articulated, it's time to learn an important lesson. Next big idea. You are the problem and the solution. Quote, so the problem with my company then and now is me. The problem with your company is not the economy, it is not the lack of opportunity, it is not your team, the problem is you. That is the bad news. The good news is, if you're the problem, you're also the solution. You're the one person you can change the easiest. You can decide to grow your abilities, your character, your education, and your capacity. You can decide who you want to be and get about the business of becoming that person. End quote. Good news and bad news. Bad news first, you're the problem with your company and your life. Good news, you're also the solution. Fact is, you will always be your company's greatest asset and or liability. The exciting thing is that the one thing we have the most control over is our own behavior. As Ramsey tells us, we can grow our abilities, our character, our education, and our capacity. So, who do you want to be? Is now a good time to go about the business of becoming that person? Good answer. P.S. You know how much I love the number one thing I can do game, so let's play it again. What's the number one thing you could start doing that, if you did it consistently, would have the greatest positive impact in your life? Get on that. And what's the number one thing you could stop doing that, if you stopped doing it, would have the greatest positive impact in your life? Time to rock it. Next big idea, manage activities. Quote, as a young entrepreneur, before I became an entre leader, I often tried to manage results, I would do things like try to get sales revenues up, or try to get team morale up, or get profits up. I finally realized that results are generated by activities. If I managed my activities, then the results I want occur. End quote. This is fantastic. We can manage our lives and our businesses by results or by activities. We're conditioned to focus on the results we want to achieve and focus all our energy on that side of things. But of course, the reality is that those results will only come to fruition if we consistently perform specific activities. As Ramsey advises, if we focus on managing the activities, the results will take care of themselves. That's one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of what I call blissciplines, the fundamental habits that we need to engage in to operate at our highest capacity most consistently. As per the prior big idea, you are your biggest asset. And if you want that asset to grow, you need to invest in it. The best way to do that? To honor the activities and practices that you know help keep you plugged in and shining. For me, practices and blissciplines include meditation. Haven't missed a day of 30 plus minutes of meditation in nearly 4 years, and I won't miss a day for the rest of my life. Exercise. Haven't missed a day in 60 plus days now, and I'm going to see how long I can take that streak as well. Kind of fun. Nutrition. I don't eat junk, and I focus on nutrient-dense foods. Gratitude. I reflect throughout the day on all the amazing things I appreciate in my life and a number of other creative stuff. How about you? What activities do you need to manage in your life at the most fundamental level? Get on that and watch the results come into place on their own accord. All right, the next big idea, let's pull together. Quote, one of the largest, strongest horses in the world is the Belgian draft horse. Competitions are held to see which horse can pull the most, and one Belgian can pull 8,000 pounds. The weird thing is, if you put two Belgian horses in the harness, who are strangers to each other, together they can pull 20 to 24,000 pounds. You can pull not twice as much, but three times as much as one. This example represents the power of synergy. However, if the two horses are raised and trained together, they'll learn to pull and think as one. The trained and therefore unified pair can pull not only 24,000 pounds, but will hit 30 to 32,000 pounds. The unified pair can pull four times as much as a single horse. They can pull an extra 8,000 pounds simply by being unified. But unity is never simple or easy. End quote. Wow. Isn't that an amazing story? Reminds me of Covey's thoughts on synergy. See the notes on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He says, quote, synergy is everywhere in nature. If you plant two plants close together, the roots commingle and improve the quality of the soil so that both plants will grow better than if they were separated. If you put two pieces of wood together, they will hold much more than the total weight held by each separately. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. 1 + 1 = 3 or more. End quote. Here's to creating unity and synergy in our lives. Now, let's take a moment to look at what can get in the way of creating unity. Next big idea, fight the enemies. Quote, if you value unity, then fight and teach your team to fight these 5 enemies of unity. These enemies are so strong that any one of them can cripple your business, and 2 of them can cause you to fail. To the extent any one of them has a foothold in your culture, they are stealing your fun as a leader. They are worth fighting to the death. 1, lack of intention and thoroughness about communication. 2, lack of intention and thoroughness about goal setting and shared purpose. 3, gossip. 4, unresolved disagreements. And 5, sanctioned incompetence. End quote. So, you want unity in your business and your life? Then pay attention to these 5 enemies of unity. Quick recap. We need to have clear intention and thoroughness with our communication. How are you doing with this? We need to have clear intention and thoroughness with our goal setting and articulation of our purpose. You and your team at work and home, are you clear on your goals and your purpose? We need to eliminate gossip. Ramsey fires people for gossiping as he says, quote, hand your negatives up and your positives down. Otherwise, it starts to sound a lot like gossip. We also need to resolve any disagreements. Do you have any lingering frustration with someone that you need to address? Get on that. It's an energy drain. And we need to make sure we don't tolerate incompetence. Pursuit of excellence is such a built-in human need that to be surrounded by sanctioned incompetence is incredibly demoralizing to everyone involved. Where can you improve? What's the next little baby step you can take to rock it? That brings us to the next big idea. How's your passion? Quote, you cannot lead without passion. Passion causes things to move, and passion creates a force multiplier. Passion actually covers a multitude of sins. Real entre leaders care deeply, and that is basically what passion is. Passion is not yelling or being wild. It is simply caring deeply, end quote. Passion. As Ramsey says, it's not about yelling or being all out of control. It's about caring deeply. Do you? And how about your team? Here's what Ramsey has to say about passion and hiring. Quote, passion is so key in leading and creating excellence that I will hire passion over education or talent every time. I prefer to have both, but given a choice, I will take passion. As La Rochefoucauld once said, the most untutored person with passion is more persuasive than the most eloquent without. End quote. Leads us to the next big idea, it's vision time. Quote, as the entre leader, you have to share your vision with your team early and often. It is impossible to talk about it too much. Andy Stanley has a great book out called Visioneering. Andy says you have to discuss the vision of the organization 21 times before people start to hear it. He also says you have to restate your vision constantly so that as the organization grows and changes, it continuously reflects that vision. End quote. Vision, what's yours? Are you sharing it and chatting about it all the time? If not, get on that. P.S. Remember, this isn't just about you and your business. It's about you and everything in your life. Are you and your spouse clear on your vision for your lives together? You clear with yourself on where you're headed and what you'd like your life to look like? Get on it. Next big idea, never go all in. Quote, when we launch an idea, it has to meet at least two minimum financial criteria. One, we can't borrow money to fund the idea. Two, if it fails, it can't be fatal, meaning if our decision is faulty, it can't have the possible consequence of closing us down. In poker, you call this going all in. Too many businesses have closed as a result of going all in on one decision that they just knew would be a success. I've spent 20 years building this business. I'm not going to risk the whole thing on any one decision, idea, or product line. We never go all in. End quote. That's brilliant. Let's never go all in. Slow and steady wins the race. Next big idea, decisions are liberating. Quote, you will find that decisions are liberating. The paradox is that some of the most stressed people on the planet are people who are frozen by indecision. There is a tremendous energy and peace that decision-making brings. Your team is energized by a leader who can make the call as well. Can you even envision a scene in Braveheart where William Wallace would stand in front of his ragtag band of brothers and wring his hands indecisively, pacing back and forth, worried if he should attack or not? Can you imagine the fear that his troops would feel? And can you imagine them becoming afraid because their leader was indecisive? End quote. You want to stress yourself out, avoid making decisions, especially on the little stuff. Our team has been focused on implementing David Allen's getting things done approach. There's a lot of great stuff in there, but my favorite idea by far is his rule to always do something when it takes less than 2 minutes. Take your email inbox, for example. Most of the time, the reason we let emails stack up in our inbox is because we're indecisive. Oh, I'm not 100% sure what to do with that, so I'll just come back to it. That indecisiveness creates a nightmare. Simply make a decision, delete the email, respond to it, or delegate it, including to yourself later if absolutely necessary. But don't open it and then leave it there. Think about it. If we can't make little decisions with our email, Do you think we're going to be able to make bigger decisions in our life? So, next time you're checking your email or approaching any other decision in your life, imagine you're William Wallace and make a decision. Smiley face. All right, the final big idea here is working for 15 years to be an overnight success. Quote, if you can find someone who can stay on mission, on task, with focused intensity for an entire decade, I will show you someone who is world-class in their chosen area of endeavor. They are likely a national brand or will be. In his great book, Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell writes that one of the keys to unusual heights of success is spending 10,000 hours of practice at your chosen craft. The Beatles spent countless hours playing at summer festivals before you ever heard of them. Peyton Manning, widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play football, has been known for his work ethic since he was a child. I just won my first Marconi Award, which is essentially the Academy Award for radio, and afterward counted up that I have been on the air over 10,000 hours. Remember, you work your tail off for 15 years, and you are suddenly an overnight success. End quote. As you know by now, if you've read many of these notes, I'm a huge fan of the 10,000-hour rule. Check out the notes on mindset, talent is overrated, and the talent code for more mojo here. And enjoy this gem from Carol Dweck's Mindset. She says, quote, is it ability or mindset? Was it Mozart's musical ability or the fact that he worked till his hands were deformed? Was it Darwin's scientific ability or the fact that he collected specimens nonstop from early childhood? Answer, it was because they worked really hard. So here's to staying on mission, on task, with a focused intensity for over a decade, my friend. Let's rock it. Get our Entre leadership on. That's a quick look at this great book. If you enjoyed this note, I really think you dig the book. It's fantastic. Little mini bio here of Dave Ramsey. Then I will suggest some other notes you might like. Then we've got some great quotes in the sidebar. First, Dave Ramsey is America's trusted voice on money and business. He's authored 3 New York Times bestselling books, Financial Peace, More Than Enough, and The Total Money Makeover. The Dave Ramsey Show is heard by more than 4.5 million listeners each week on more than 500 radio stations. Follow Dave on Twitter at Dave Ramsey and on the web at DaveRamsey.com. Good guy. If you like this note, I think you'll also enjoy the notes on The Total Money Makeover, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Today We Are Rich, Mindset, Talent is Overrated, and The Talent Code. All right, we are now ready for some quotes from the sidebar. Dave Ramsey tells us, so our playbook has truly become everything you want to know about building and running a business, but didn't know who to ask. He says, goals are visions and dreams with work clothes on. He tells us, Henry Ford said, those who never make mistakes work for those of us who do. W. Clement Stone says, I think there is something more important than believing, action. The world is full of dreamers. There aren't enough who will move ahead and begin to take concrete steps to actualize their vision. Dave Ramsey tells us, unity, like so many other things in this book, is seldom found in companies, but is always found in great companies. He tells us, Zig Ziglar says, people say motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That is why we recommend both daily. Dave tells us, we hire and keep only people who are sold out, passionate about our cause. You cannot work on my team if you are simply looking for a J-O-B. That's job. Ramsey tells us, Leo Buscaglia said, your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. George S. Patton tells us, a good plan, violently executed now, is better than a perfect plan next week. And finally, Dave Ramsey tells us, to create big-time success, you have to stay focused and stay intense over an extended period of time. There you go, Entre Leadership. Hope you enjoyed this quick look at a great book by Dave Ramsey. And as I've been asking you in these recent notes, what is your favorite idea? Which idea did you listen to and say, you know what, that makes sense. I want to integrate that into my life. Which was it? was the biggest one. Think about that, write about it, reflect on it, and figure out how you make it a part of your life. Take it from theory to practice today. And as you do that, have another great day. Look forward to sharing more with you soon. Appreciate all your support. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to www.philosophersnotes.com to download more.